Welcome to the 5-Minute Concept Series for Windows Server 2008 R2. In this episode, we'll be looking on how to deploy your ASP.NET applications on Server Core R2, and also how to install IIS and ASP.NET on your Server Core install as well. So let's go ahead and let's get started. To give a little bit of background information, Windows Server 2008, well, it was the first operating system from Microsoft that allowed you to install as a Server Core option, which meant that it included the bare bones minimums to start the system, and from there on, it included no GUI or anything that was not deemed critical in order for the operating system to work. So by using a Server Core install, you have less surface for attacks. You also need to worry about less Windows updates and so on. Well, the Server Core 2008 was a great idea. It included IIS as a role that could be installed, but since the .NET framework was not supported, then ASP.NET was not supported as well. So this was basically a customer pain point, and Microsoft has listened and has now included the Server Core option on Windows Server 2008 R2 with ASP.NET. So this means that all your ASP.NET applications should be able to run, except those that are being relying or are currently relying on a system.web.mail namespace, which has been deprecated. So if you've been following the guidelines, then you should be good to go and should not have any issues. Now, how do you go about installing a IIS on Server Core R2? It's a very simple process. If you use DSIM, then it's just a matter of running about five switches, which can be easily scripted. I've seen the commands that we're used to install with OC setup for ASP and Server Core 2008, it is just a big list. Now it's just a matter of running enabling the IIS web server role and enabling ASP.NET, which has those three prerequisites: IIS is API filter, is API extensions, and NetFX extensibility. Once you are finished with those, you basically have ASP.NET running, and that's just a matter of configuring from here onwards. There are several ways in which you can configure it. If you know your way around using the app command, a tool that's included with IIS, then you can go ahead and add your websites and applications without any problems. However, it's not very straightforward, and there's easier ways to go about it doing this. So one of the ways in which you can do this is by enabling the IIS management service. And by doing so, you can then use a remote machine, and then using the IIS manager, you can connect remotely and configure every aspect of your Server Core install as if you were running the manager in front locally on the machine itself. So once you enable all these roles, the only thing that you have to do at the end is to change a registry key, the one that's highlighted here. What you have to do is change the enable remote management. The value has to be changed from a 0 to a 1. So once you do that, you enable the service, you start it up, and you should be good to go. Okay, so now let me get to my Server Core machine, so we can start showing you how to do this. And here's what we have. Currently, I have already installed the web server role. Since it takes a little bit of time, I wanted to save some time for the screencast. Okay, so once the IIS web server role is installed, let's go ahead and try to install ASP.NET. So the command that we're using, as you can see here, I'm not going to talk too much about it because we already discussed how to use DSIM. But basically, I'm enabling the feature called IIS-ASP.NET. So by hitting enter, we're going to see that there's some things that need to be installed before we install IIS-ASP.NET. And here it is: IIS is API filter, IIS is API extensions, and IIS NetFX extensibility. Okay, so in order to install this, it's basically the same command that we did before with DSIM, and in here I'm just going to run it in a batch of. So over here, IIS API filter is being installed. It's going to take a while to finish. Now, API extensions is being installed, and last, IIS NetFX extensibility. Okay, so we got those three out of the way. Now I'm going to clear the screen and try to run that command again for installing AIS, ASP.NET. Okay. At this point, we have ASP.NET installed and the web server is up and running. In order to test this out, I'm just going to clear this and type SC query and the name of the service, which is W3SVC. And as you can see here, it's currently running. Okay, now that we get that out of the way, let's go ahead and enable the remote management for our IIS install. And to do so, use DecimalNine as well, and now we're going to enable this feature called the IIS Management Service, which should not take much to run. And once that is done, we need to install the WASP Windows Activation Service and the WASP Configuration API, which I'm going to be running right now. So you can see here, feature name WASP Windows Activation Service, and over here, WASP Configuration API. Okay, that takes care of everything that we need to do as far as installing roles and role services. There's one more thing that we need to take care of, and if you recall, we need to modify a registry key. So you can do this by using the reg-add command from the command prompt, or you can just use the GUI version of regedit, which is supported on Windows Server 2008 R2. So the key we're looking for is an HKEY local machine. Then we go to software. Then we go to Microsoft. Expand that. Then we go to a web management. Expand that. And under server, as you see here, you're going to see that there's a key called enable remote management, and whose value is currently set to 0. So it's just a matter of double clicking, changing it to 1, and closing this down. And that's all the registry modifications we need to take care of. Now that the remote management service has been enabled, we just need to run the start the service that actually does this. So you can just bring the task manager, and a shortcut for this, in case you're not aware, and it's been around for quite some time but not many people know it, is if you just press Control Shift and Escape, it brings the task manager for you. So it's a handy shortcut to have when you're working with Server Core. Under the Services tab, if you sort by name, we can go all the way to the bottom, and we should be able to find the name of the service that takes care of the remote management. And let's see, services. Okay, here it is. WMSVC, Windows Management Service. So as you can see, it is currently stopped. It's just a matter of starting the service, and it's going to change its state to running, and basically that is it. Okay, so before we switch over to the machine which we're going to be connecting remotely to this IIS instance, I need to copy over the website which you're going to be configuring, and in this case I have it on the root of my C drive. And I'm just going to copy it to what I want it to be my site, which is going to be test, and what is going to be my application name, which is going to be website. So I'm going to go ahead and do that. And once we're done, I'm going to step out of Server Core and now move over to, in this case, what I'm going to be using as my GUI machine, which is just an instance of Server Core 2008 R2 regular enterprise version. So if I go to Start and Administrative Tools, I should be able to find my Internet Information Services IIS Manager. Now, when you get to the IIS Manager, you're going to see under the connection tasks, it has various options. One is to connect to the local host, which is not what we want, and another one is to connect to a server. So by clicking on this, it's going to ask us for the server name, which in this case is Server 2008 R2. Next, it's going to ask for the username, which in this case is administrator, and I can type in my password. And then it's going to ask me, well, first before that, it's going to warn me about a certificate being issued differently on the server. So this basically happens because we're not running on a domain. So if I just click connect, it should be able to bypass that. And now I'm going to just give it a regular whatever name I want to give it and just click finish. Now over here on the left side under the connections, we now have a connection to the local IIS instance and a connection to the server core instance. So let's go ahead and add the application that I wanted to run. So we have here the default website, but we want to create a new site. So I just right click and select add website and what name I want to give it. Then in this case I'm just going to give it test, and to specify the physical path it's on CINETPUB test. And I'm going to be running this off of port 81, and that should take care of that. So you can see here, the site has been created, and now I want to be able to add an application. So I just select Add Application from the contextual menu. And if you're familiar with this from IIS 7, then this is basically if you're just managing any IIS installation. There's nothing different from this as to server core install. This is basically just a, and that's a good thing, right? There's not much about that you need to learn, anything new. Now the alias that I want to give it, I'm going to give it a website. And for the physical path, it's CINETPUB test website. And click OK. And we have our website running. So now let me open an instance of a Internet Explorer. And I'm just going to go ahead and type in the name of the server, which is server 2008. I'm on port 81, and the website, it's a website. So I'm going to go ahead and run it. And just before I did this, I, in order to save some time, I enabled port 81 on the firewall. So it's something they need to watch out for. And here it is. It's my Windows Server 2008. This is an ASP application. And it's running off of my server core install. Okay, so to recap, what we did was first we installed the web server role, then we installed the ASP.NET prerequisites, and then we installed ASP.NET. Given that we wanted to remotely manage our server core install, our IIS server core install, then we did install the enable remote management role, and we modified the registry in order for this role to work correctly. It is also worth noting that you might want to take a little bit of care making sure that your target server core installation has the requirements of your application. In this case, I didn't do it, but beforehand I had installed the .NET Framework 2.0 and 3.0, something that we already covered on a previous screencast. But just make sure that you take care of all the required prerequisites that your application may have on your server core install. But as you saw, it is very straightforward. Once you enabled that remote management, managing your IIS install from a remote machine is as easy as it was before on a regular IIS install. So hopefully this will make things easier for you in the future, and we'll see you later on another screencast. Thanks for watching.